What up, witches, and welcome to Witching and Bitching, a podcast. I'm your host, Darren.
And I'm Vicky. How are you all today? I hope you're doing really, 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 really well. There you go. I went really high today. Do you know what? I was going to come on and I was going to go, hi, my name is Vicky. I hope you're doing really well. I was going to do it really low, but it doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. I would have gone, bitch, are you sick?
I know. And especially like this whole current climate, it's probably best not to, but.
Oh, yeah, no. Yes. No, oh, yeah, no. but just to let all the viewers and listeners know, so obviously we've finally started posting again. And
yes.
One thing that people don't realize is that those two episodes that we posted recently, as in the last week or two, were actually recorded back in November.
So yes.
This is our first official recording since.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's been like this big, yeah, this is actually our first 2022 recording.
Yeah. And it's now February already. I mean, yeah. So
yes,
that's just so that you guys know
yes.
when we're recording this. So it's more relevant because obviously those episodes, I'm like, oh, when I was re-listening to them, just, I mean, as you do listen to yourself, when I was re-listening to them and I'm like, here I am talking about, we just came out of lockdown. Dada, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
That was like months ago.
It was.
So anyway, so just to let you all know that those were from November.
Yeah, they were for the end of the year.
Pickle, but then we went into another pickle, but that was actually because it's called the silly season or the holiday season.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just called the time of the year. It's just annoying, to be honest. Let's be honest.
And then we thought, oh, holiday, we'll just take that little bit extra break for the holidays and we'll come back after the new year. And then I got COVID.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a little bit of effort to get back to a level of normalcy.
Yeah, it really would. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely did. But we're not going to bang on about that. That's just
No.
Just to let everybody know.
Yeah, that's it. What's been happening and where we're at and all the rest of it, which is why we kind of thought we'd follow on a little bit from that last episode and kind of see what else we've been doing to get our mojo back.
Yeah, exactly. Because and just while we're on that note, we've been inundated with people sending us so much love. So
thank you.
All those people who commented or sent us messages or reached out to us or whatever, like however you've contacted us. In particular, a couple of people who have been there for us is our little posse. I'll call them a little posse, otherwise known as our Patreon subscribers.
Yes.
So that being Nicole, Kindle, Thea, and Laurie. Laurie. Yeah. So the four girls. So shout out to you all. I know that you'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for being there because we obviously unpacked a lot of this with them.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, when you have a sounding board and
it makes a difference. But
the people who support you.
Yeah, that's right. And when you're talking about this kind of stuff, you want to, we've been thinking like when it was that sort of stage, like, do we not that in like our last one, when it was the witch posta syndrome kind of thing, it's good to talk to people. Like we were saying in it that you need to talk to people, talk to that community around you as well.
Yeah.
So they've been super amazing.
And so we took some of our own advice for a change.
We did.
And we did the things that we tell you guys to do.
That's right.
Not rocket science.
No, it's really not.
Just listen to the advice that you're putting. This is why I re-listen to myself after we post an episode, because sometimes I tell you guys to do some shit and I don't even do that shit myself. And that's not cool.
Because
I like to have integrity. So
that is true.
I took a piece of humble pie and I listened to the wise words of myself. Because I'm the Dalai Lama, apparently.
I was going to say, I need to listen to myself more. I'm pretty sure that needs to be a t-shirt.
I need to listen to myself more. I think we should make that a t-shirt. Like
we really should, because on so many levels, that is so true.
Everybody out there who's listening and watching our show, like I'm sure in your own circles, in your own lives, in your own ups and downs and whatever else you're dealing with, I bet you give so much advice to your friends and family. Do you listen to yourself?
I do it all the time. I'm brilliant at giving other people advice and helping them out with all of their situations. Mm-hmm. But then I like look back and go, that's actually good advice. I should have done that. That's good. But then also on that other level, we need to start trusting ourselves as well. Like, we need to start trusting ourselves and listen to ourselves of what we're saying, not just necessarily all the external. Start tapping 100%. Into that internal thing.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that one. Yeah. But on a serious note, so thank you to the girls, obviously our little posse. But in addition to that, we've had some other people. Like, I'm not going to list you all because there's tons of you. But I just want to call out a couple of people that have been there for us and have really reached out to us. So Sarah Jean from Tennessee, I know that you're always listening. I know you're always is she from Tennessee?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure she's from Tennessee. Yes, she is. Sure. Love from Tennessee. Yes.
Yes.
So Sarah Jean from Tennessee, I know you've always been there in our Facebook group. By the way, if you're not a member of our Facebook group, firstly, why
jump
not?
Jump on. That's
jump
right.
Jump on. Which in the why not? It's on Facebook. Just look for our group and you can join it. It's not exclusive. Nope. So I know Sarah's always there. Cheryl always reaches out to us. Who else is there?
Jay.
Oh, yes, of course. Jay is always reaching out to us. Like, there's just so many of them. Ash, I think Ash is usually one of the first to comment whenever we post a video. Her and Sarah are usually like one and two or thereabouts. That's anyway. It. But yeah, so we just wanted to like say to everyone that has commented, I know we haven't listed you all, but we thank you. We see you. We hear you. And
thank you.
And we're just really glad that, like, you know, that our, for lack of a better word, fans. I don't know what else to call you guys. Our viewers, our listeners, our fans, the people who are there cheering us on the sidelines. Like, like, I know that a lot of you gave the sentiment that us being authentically real with you almost gave you permission to feel the things you're feeling and go through the things you're going through and just like realizing, oh, I'm not the only one. No, you're not.
Yeah,
we're all going through it, including us. And whilst some of you look to us for inspiration and motivation and all of these things, it's you that gave us that.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's that two-way kind of thing, that it's reciprocal both ways. You guys inspire us to keep doing and to do all of those sort of things. So it's just this constant, beautiful cycle.
In fact, when we spoke this morning, the first thing I said to Vicky, it was like 8:30 in the morning. And of course, who else would ring someone? Actually 8:30 my time, which is 8 o'clock.
It was 8 o'clock my time.
Yeah. And who else would ring someone at 8 o'clock in the morning, but me. And I even said to Vicky, I'm like, how are you feeling? She's like, yeah, I'm good. Like, it was kind of, it wasn't great. It was just good.
I'm just good. And so I'm still waking up.
Well, we only posted the episode yesterday and we're already getting tons of comments. I'm going to read them out to you on the phone.
Yeah,
and I literally read them out just to give her that little bit of a put a
and it pep was. In your step. I was gonna say, and it was so nice, and it was so good. It like just made my day. It was just nice. So thank you all for like taking the time to reach out and comment and say things.
And it also gave us the proverbial kick up the butt to record another episode.
Yes, it did.
So that we ride this train. Let's not fall off.
No, that's it. Let's No more falling off the tracks. So
another quick update before we get into the juicy stuff.
Yes.
I received in this hiatus period, I received a special package.
Ooh.
It's right behind me. So
I was going to go, my mind was going,
what did you get? Yeah, so for those that are aware, so obviously we already announced that we won this, the Paranormality Magazine 2021 Paranormal Podcast Awards. How cool is this for
an
award?
It's so cute. I love it. It looks like a little, like the little podcast, like when you press play and stuff. I don't know what you call it, like the recorder.
I'll just put my hand behind it so you can actually read it for those looking on the tube.
It
so
actually it looks says, like the thumbnail.
Podcast, best spiritualism podcast.
Yeah.
So
and then
obviously,
it's got it all down there. It's so cute. I love it. It's so cool, like the amount of thought that they've actually put into what it looks like as well. Like it's not just a plaque or anything like that.
And it's
like,
even
it's
like
actually the whole
it even
thing.
Has a love heart, which is like someone's gone love, as in the you know, when you like an episode.
When you like an episode or favorite it or whatever it is. It's so cute. I love it.
Although wishful thinking, they've put the time stamp as 30 minutes. We are never 30 minutes.
Say we always have the aim, but I'm like, it never ends up at 30 minutes. I don't think we've ever done one that's been 30 minutes.
No, I think that
or less
the
than
least
30 minutes.
Has been like 40 something. Yeah. But anyway, aside
it
from
was
that,
it was a nice thought.
Yes. So I thought I'd put that on display because we spoke about it in the last episode and how
we did.
You know, feeling that witch poster syndrome and how we got in our heads a little bit about, oh, we're getting awards, but do we really deserve these awards? But I finally come to the decision, yes, we do deserve them.
Yeah.
And we're not imposters. Us, like many people, have a voice. This is me reflecting on all of the love that's been pouring into us since we've started posting again. And everyone has said, like, you know, we don't expect you guys to become this Wikipedia of knowledge.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just having a conversation, which is what we're doing. You and I are just having a conversation that we're sharing our conversation candidly with the world in hope that someone listens.
That's the one. Hopefully someone listens. Apart from us re-listening to our episodes.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Hello?
But then it's like just in the hopes that it just starts a conversation for whoever listens or might spark a thought or might spark something. And then just when you were saying that, then when I suddenly had a little realization that, like, when we say that imposter syndrome, but we don't actually pretend to be anything else but us.
No.
Like, listen to the intro for, like, I even do that. I even do the high, really.
On your voicemail.
On my voicemail. Although I did actually do that for you because when you told me my last one sounded like, are you having a bad day? Yeah, I was actually, because I had to record it about 10 times and I'd had enough. So I did it because I knew you'd listen to it. But I also do it in my yoga classes.
What she's not telling you all is that she screens my calls, sends me to voicemail.
Yeah, that's it. I just sent you to voicemail. Actually, the very first time after it. Oh, no, I didn't. That was a genuine one. I was going to say, no, I'm going to make him go to voicemail so he can hear it.
So funny.
But I'm listening. I've lost my train of thought completely. Oh, in my yoga classes, I've even noticed, like, when people walk in and I say hi and whatever as you come in, I like, hi. I'm like, why do I do that? Whenever I say hi, it instantly goes up a higher octave or whatever. I don't know what it is.
You're just an excitable person.
I'm just get excited to see people, apparently. Obviously, I don't get out much. So it's completely derailed us. But at the end, I was just trying to say that in reality, we're actually not being imposters because we actually are just being us. Like we said, that this literally is the same as like our phone conversations.
Oh, legit. I even said to Vicky, do you know, if we really wanted to be efficient, because we talk so often, I'm like, rather than actually penciling time when we're both available to sit and record, I said, we should just find a way to record our phone conversations. Like, the amount of nuggets of pure genius that we come up with in those.
We do.
Just us talking some shit. And we end up like, you know, just, oh, what can we talk about in a future episode? And then we just start going down that rabbit hole. And then we talk about all this random stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, and we riff off. We don't script anything that we say.
No.
Like, we just completely riff off each other. But I guess when we brainstorm, it's a bit.
It's a little bit more, I guess, more structured in the fact that we have dot points.
Well, when we do the actual recording, but when we're talking just on the phone.
When we're talking, it's just whatever.
Man, if you can keep up with that conversation, then you need an Academy Award not Academy Award, or a Nobel Peace Prize.
You need more of the sciencey ones or something to follow it.
Because it's just like, oh, and then.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So we'll just keep doing us. We'll just keep doing us.
And if people like us for being us, then great. And if they don't, then fuck off. No, I'm just kidding.
See, I bet there's no other podcast that said that out there.
No. Well.
But it's just really good to just, but also to give, I don't know why, but when somebody else around you is being just real and authentic and all the rest of it, that some degree, I know this, I'm trying to be deep now after that. And I don't know why. In some degree kind of gives you permission to do that yourself.
Yeah.
And if we can give other people permission to do that yourself when you're out and about around other people and whatever, then that's awesome.
Oh, and big myth I just busted is that spiritual people do swear. We do. We curse like sailors sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't have to just be all peace and love and rainbows and bunnies. No. If someone pisses me off, I'll tell them. And some.
Say yes.
But anyway, let's rein it all in.
Let's rein it completely in. But we love a good tangent, so it's fine.
or like 20.
I was about to say, lots of little tangents.
So what we thought we would do is turn this into a bit of a miniature series about how to get your mojo back, because I know that everyone has normalized what we were feeling is what they were feeling. That people out of sorts the last 2 years has just been a clusterfuck of history. Let's just push control alt delete, start in safe mode.
Yeah, definitely safe mode.
Make sure you grab the bits that you liked.
That's it.
And then wipe the slate clean. Let's just format that hard drive. Where am I going with this? Start over. So we mentioned in the last episode, Vicky, you said that you had started to read some books.
I have. And I've continued. You're still doing it. Good. I have. I've continued. I think I have about 5 by my bedside at the moment. Remember, in that episode, I did say I was embracing my nature of reading lots of different books. But some of them also, there's one, like, for instance, at the moment, I'm also reading one about Hecate. It's also created in a way that it's sort of a year-long course, so that you follow it. You follow a chapter each new moon kind of thing. So that one, then I only read a little bit, then I go do some stuff and then I go. But yeah, I kind of flip between a few different books, but I am still reading. Probably not as much as I was when I first said it, like making sure I do it every single night. I do it most nights, put it that way. I do it most nights now. So yes, I am definitely still reading. Awesome. And how are you doing with your yoga? Because that was your thing in the last one, wasn't it?
I was, so from November right through to the holiday season, I was doing yoga and I got to a point of doing it ritualistically 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then Christmas, New Year happened where the gyms,
two
of my yoga days were closed because of the weekend for a couple of weeks. And then I got COVID. So then coming back, I only literally just started going back to yoga this week, as in end of January. Because for me, breathing deeply while hanging myself in upside down positions, not so easy. No. It was hard enough to breathe deeply while standing upright.
Yeah, I was going to say, or probably even just sitting.
Yeah,
I was going to say, just to be sitting.
Yeah, so it got interrupted, but not out of my own doing. So I've accepted that. At first, I was beating myself up over, I'm like, oh, I just got into it. Then I got out of it. Hang on a second, wait, you had COVID, get over it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I bounced back in.
I was about to say, and you've come back to it. There's a big difference between when you let it go and you really let it go and it keeps going away. But you've actually, now you're feeling better and everything's starting to normalize a little bit. You're coming back.
And funnily enough, shout out to Sanella, my yoga or yogi. What do you call a yoga instructor? Your yogi? Are they your yogi?
Well, there's a little bit of controversy. There's a yogini, which is supposed to be female, yogi, which is male. But then there's also that's quite a title. So I just know yoga teacher.
Okay, my yoga teacher. So
yeah, because they're kind of the people that go up and really have studied forever.
Yeah, so she's she has been very supportive in me transitioning back into yoga, and has supported me
so good.
Because she's also had COVID way back when. She got the OG version. I got one of the variants. And anyway, so because of that, she knew firsthand how it feels. So she could see the look on my face when I was getting frustrated that I wasn't able to hold my asanas for as long. Poses for non-yogis. my asanas and my breathing was a little bit laborious. Is that the word?
Because it's a little bit, I think it's laborious.
Yeah.
But it's just that a little bit more effort
do it. And like, especially to move with the breath. I've gone back to vinyasa. I have not gone back to power.
Yep, that's probably a very good reason. That's a very good idea.
if people don't know what I'm talking about, I describe power yoga as being vinyasa on crack.
It really can be.
It's almost like if you could combine yoga with a HIIT class, that's power yoga.
Yeah, that's probably more likely power yoga.
Yeah, and like kudos to Sanella for trying to convince me and trying to egg me on. But in our vinyasa class, people wanted to do inversions. So I, even though I knew better than not to try one, I felt peer pressure because everyone else was doing it so successfully, including my husband. Shout out to Chris, not that he'll ever listen to this, but anyway. So him and my friend Nandini both did a, because I have done shoulder stands. They're good.
Yep.
I've tried the one where you put your hands and then you put your head on the ground and you
end up going, yeah, like a headstand.
Almost like headstand, but with the elbow support.
Yes.
But this time around, yep, she wanted us to do, you're almost in a straddle side split, hands on the ground. You put your head down and then you kick your legs up. So it's even more of a headstand because you're, kind of arms are like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This, yep. As opposed to elbows, you're on yes. hands.
Yep.
Nah. It was, yeah, no. not happen.
I was going to say, that's one you need to be doing when you're regularly practicing.
Yeah, so I'm going to work towards it. At least now I've got like a goal in mind.
I was going to say, and you can practice that. If it's the one I'm thinking of, you can practice most of those, most of your inversions, you can practice them on the wall too. So that you actually
that's
go
where we were.
Half. Was it halfway up though?
I couldn't or even
against
get...
the wall.
No, I was against the wall because for safety reasons, just so that you don't fall
out. Yeah, nobody's falling out.
Yeah. But and we had spotters on both sides just to make sure that no one.
But you can actually flip it the other way so that you actually end up being more 90 degrees. So your feet are up on the wall, but your body's down that way, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I will show you off. But that's off-air. Like,
yeah, let's not off-air. Do it now.
I was going to say, I'm not going to just whip that one out right now. But yeah, you can do it against the wall that way to help get you up there in a bit more of a progression.
Sorry, guys, we've gone on a bit of a
tangent. I know, we've done another tangent now. We've gone on to yoga. Well, it kind of flows in nicely, really, because the next thing that I've also been doing is mm-hmm. I've actually, to help get my mojo and stuff back, is I've actually really gone back into my yoga myself for my personal practice, and also gone back to like the mantras and doing mantras and things like that every morning. Because mm-hmm. I know in our last one I said how my morning meditation had really slipped, and mm-hmm. that was one of the things that was really keeping me going, and that had really slipped. So I started doing the mantras and reciting them whenever, and there's some beautiful ones on iTunes and Spotify and all that as well that you can listen to with the music. And so I was doing that, and it's actually led me back to my morning meditations. Mm-hmm. I'm back now. I've done them literally this last week. I've done it every day. And then for the last, say, 3 or 4 weeks, I've pretty much done it most days every week. So I'm pretty much back.
This just shows the crazy in my brain. I literally, while you were explaining that, I had this visualization in my head. Thank you, Spirit, for the interesting comical relief. But because there's you and I, a boy and a girl, following the breadcrumbs back to the witch's house.
Yes! It's like we're Hansel and Gretel.
Literally. Because we've gone, take this breadcrumb, and then we're going to do this thing, and then we're going to do this thing, and then we're going to do this thing. And it's all it on is. This journey for us both to get to the witch's house. Not
oh, that, my God, I love
not
that.
The witch that's going to eat us. But like as in
mind the you, witch's I do house love being, the fact. That's it. I do actually love the fact that her house is made of candy because, you know, I really do love.
You love sweet tooth.
Yeah. I love sweets. So, yes. But, yeah, it's leading us back to the witch. Back to a witch. Oh, my God. So cool. I love it.
This just shows when you have someone that has a brain like mine, it just goes on weird tangents. But I'm not claiming that because that visual was there. And I'm like, okay, whoever put that in there, thanks.
I like that. That's good. Thanks
for the hilarity that it was. But, yeah.
But it's so true, though, like that sort of visual thing with it as well is that, and that's one thing that I've noticed a lot with like trying to get back to it and getting that mojo back and things like that, is that it's really the little small things.
Yes.
And it's been going back to the really easy, small things that are kind of, I guess, almost just a part of your everyday life and creating mm-hmm. just a little bit more magic in it, or creating just something. Like even for a little while, I was even just doing like a bit of an offering when I would have tea or something. So I would leave a little part aside and make it like a little offering to put out, or say something as I was doing the gardening or watering the garden or something like that, where it's not actually something separate that I have to do as such, but it's just remaking the magic back in the mundane.
Do you know you're going to laugh at the tangent I'm about to go on?
Oh gosh, where are we going now?
Something else that's happened in my life as a result of some recent events. So for those that follow me on social media, you'll know that there's a new certain edition that gets posted about on the daily being Cookie, my little chow chow.
Okay.
So this is going to sound weird, but okay, now that Cookie sleeps through the night, so we put her down at around 10:30-ish, and she sleeps yep. right through till about anywhere between 6 and 7 is when she yep. gets up, depending on the day. So obviously she needs to go to the bathroom. And yep. as much as it sounds like, how can you find something magical in the mundane when you're taking your dog out to do a piss? But I kid you not, though, because so many mornings when I've walked out there, because I've got that half sleepy eye thing when I'm like,
yep,
oh, I'm not awake yet, but she's yep. up, so I have to get up and let her out because I don't want her to work herself into a state of
yep, no, that's it.
So I just, as soon as I hear a murmur, I get up, I open the blinds, open the door, open her crate and let her out. And I just say one word and that's toilet. She goes out, she does her thing.
Nice thing.
And while she's doing her thing and sniffing around the grass and doing what dogs do best, that forcing me to go outside every morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The amount of gorgeous sunrises that I've witnessed in the last 3 weeks since we've had yeah. her. And yeah. sometimes even when we first got her, she was getting up every 2 hours like a baby.
Yeah, through the night.
Yeah, so I'd be going outside at 2 a.m., then again yeah. at 4 a.m. And I saw the moon on those days.
Yes.
And then 6 yeah. a.m. And like, you know, so this is what I'm like, when you said what you said, that reminded me of like literally the most mundane thing, taking your dog out to go to the toilet.
Yep.
But I was able to find that little magical thing that just I would that otherwise thing. Not have done. I would never have gone out and done moon gazing or watched that many yep. sunrises in such a short period of time. Like, I don't think that I remember the last time I saw the sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that's I see exactly it almost daily. Maybe not the exact sunrise, but like,
no, but like that warm. Beginning part. I was going to say just that beginning part. It might be full of the sky might be full of light, but it's still that it's really low and it's just that beginning part of the day. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, it's so funny that you said that because that has been one of the things even over the years that I've always done is because I always take the dogs out before I go to bed and I always take them out first thing in the morning. It's like the first thing I do. And that's always been my little part of actually just connecting back to, it's the beginning of the day. It's the end of the day. You either look at the moon or you're looking at the sun or like where I am. And it'd be similar with you as well with all the beautiful wildlife and stuff that you have around. It's like, oh, you can hear the birds going. You can yep. hear all of those sort of things. Like even how I always go out barefoot. So I'm standing on the lawn so that we've got like you're standing on the earth and all of those little things is just connecting you back just that little bit more. And like you said, it's just completely mundane.
It literally letting the dog relieve herself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And then as it goes along, you might add a little bit extra. You might, I don't know, do a blessing or do something or whatever. Like you can add all of these things, but it's just finding that connection again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of the tiniest little things.
Literally the tiny. Yeah. She's not that tiny.
Well, she's not that tiny. Yeah. But like the little everyday things that you literally do every day, find the magic in those again and find the things that spark.
Well, because that's what right. I noticed the most from coming out of this hiatus and this funk that I was in
yeah.
is that I felt like because I dropped so many of the balls.
Yeah.
I thought picking them all up again and learning how to juggle from scratch was going to be, it was too overwhelming hard. And I just didn't want to even fathom venturing down that road. So I just did none of it.
Yep.
But now it's like you have to slowly ease yourself back into wow. one little crumb at a time. One
yep, crumb that's at a it. Time. Get you that little bit closer. May not seem like a really big step, but it's still closer than where you were before. Each crumb yeah. is a little bit closer than you were before.
Exactly. Exactly. So there, that's basically been, I mean, one of the most mundane experiences that has then become magical for me personally. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I love that.
Yeah. But what else have I been doing?
I was going to say, what else have you been doing? Well, I know there's at least one thing that you've come back to.
Yes. So I've actually, it's something that, okay, so this is going to be very... It's funny. I'm getting actually, all this anxiety to talk about it.
Yeah, I was about to say. Why see, is and that? This, well, here we go. Let's unpack that a little bit as well.
Yeah. So,
because what I was going to say is that it's quite interesting that both of us have actually gone back to
the original things that gave actually, us joy.
Yes, the original things all the way back when, or it might have even been stuff that helped to start, like spark the rest of the path and rest yeah. of the things. It's like going back to those original original.
Because I've actually gone back to the angelic realm.
Yes. Which I love it.
It's funny that, and I think that was
so happy that you have.
I think part of that imposter syndrome for me was I don't know why, for some stupid reason, even though we say there's more than one way to be a witch and you can believe in all the different things at the same time. And I practice eclectic mysticism, which mm-hmm. means I adopt all the different philosophies and whatever. I don't pigeonhole myself.
Yep.
But for some strange reason, since coming on camera, I've pigeonholed myself more and more as that's not witchy enough.
Yep.
And angelic realm doesn't belong with witchcraft. And I don't know why. Like, it's not that I ever thought that. Like, not overtly.
No, that's it.
But on some level, I did, because it was kind of like pushed to the side. Yeah. But recently I've reconnected with the angelic realm. Thank you, shout out Kyle Gray. And if y'all don't know who he is, firstly, why not?
Go back.
Secondly, go back and listen to the episode.
Go back.
Actually, I want Kyle back.
I was going to say, are we just going to put that out there again?
Let's just put it out there. Thank you, angels, for bringing us Kyle Gray for a return episode.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that.
Where we can dive a bit deeper into the angelic realm.
Because I actually pushed it aside for a while, because a lot of witches think, oh, angels, it's Christian. It's not. They far surpass the Judeo-Christian, Abrahamic, all of them. They existed before and they will exist after. Like, they're a whole nother plane of existence.
And depending on what path and what traditions and things that you draw from, they're through all of it, through ceremonial magic, the Kabbalah, mm-hmm. all of those sort of things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, even in some of the folkloric traditions and things like that, it's very much got angels and different.
Is it, what's that thing called? Is it Enochian?
Yes, Enochian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the angel language.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so I've kind of gone back to that, which was what kind of the angels were really, like I've talked about it on here before, when I first started doing psychic development, my instructor was very much into the angels.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my gateway, I call it like the gateway drug, into spiritualism.
Yeah, I love it.
And like a lot of pop culture people, they start with angel cards and then angel cards lead you to tarot cards, and the tarot cards lead you to occultism. And
keep going. It's kind of like another layer. A little tiptoe in a little bit. Put your toe in a bit more and then a bit more and a bit more.
It's the socially acceptable way to becoming a witch.
Yes.
Especially through angel cards.
Yeah, but then also for a lot of people that would possibly come from more that Christian background and things like that. I can't speak for it because I don't know. I'm only assuming. Or hypothesizing, I guess, mm-hmm. that it would be an easier transition.
It is.
A little bit, because it's kind of blended.
It's familiar to you already.
It's not completely separate. It's not a completely new thing. So it would be like a progression that mm-hmm. would be a little bit easier to go through than like stop, start, completely different.
Yeah, it definitely is, because everyone on air knows that I came from a Christian upbringing.
Yeah.
So the angelic realm was known to me already. So then talking about the angels and conversing with the angels, it took me a little bit to get through those hang-ups about, I can talk to an angel?
I can still do that.
And then so I did that, and then it got me through to talking to spirit, which then got me to talking to the gods and da-da-da-da-da. Here we are. Bingo, bango, bongo. So now I've actually gone back to that and I've started conversing with the angels and I've started doing my angel prayers.
Love it.
So,
well done.
And that then leads me on to another topic, that is prayer. Now, I do not call myself a Christian because I don't follow any dogmatic principles, but I have never completely denounced that part of myself either. It's there. Yeah. It's just, I've never found a way of integrating them both fully with one another because of my own hangups and my own internal BS, essentially.
Isn't it interesting though, how many boxes we put ourselves in a little bit? Like like you said, we've always said there's always a million different ways to be, which everybody can do it the same way. Even all of our guests, we ask their definition, their personal definition. However, somewhere in our psyche, whatever, we still have, this is witch stuff, this is Christian
stuff,
or this is religious stuff, or this is something else or whatever. Like, we just keep putting ourselves in all these tiny little boxes and compartmentalizing all the different aspects of our life. Like, even for a while, it was like, even when you think about it, me talking about yoga, and that was actually a way that got me back to my morning meditation, bringing me back to that. Like, that's a completely different tradition in itself. It's not always a part of it. But for so long, you keep putting yourself in these different boxes. That's when the burnout and that's when the friction starts, because they seem to be as if they don't go together, but all of it does.
Yeah. And it really I'm almost now of the opinion, again, my opinion, no one else's, that as a result of me compartmentalizing myself is potentially what has led to the imposter syndrome.
Yep.
Because I've forgotten who I am.
I agree. Yeah, because definitely.
Am I being orthodox person, or am I being the witch, or am I being the angelic realm person, or am I being the tarot reader, or am I being the fitness junkie?
Everything. Like, we have so many labels and so many boxes that we put ourselves in that you do then, I guess, start to feel that way, because it's only a part of you. Like, we're constantly just putting forward this tiny little part. So in a way, I guess it is imposter syndrome, because we're not being our fullest and our truest self in that respect. We're only being one part, or just showing one part of ourselves.
Yeah. So this is, I guess, I don't know, it's just what do you call this? Almost like me calling myself out on this behavior. I don't know what you call this. Like,
I don't know. I've really labeled it. Yeah, I don't know what you would label it, but you know what? I think it's such a natural thing. Such a natural thing. Like, you've just been talking about it, but I do it all the time as well, like with different things. Like, I'm the yoga instructor in this part, or the yoga teacher for this. I'm witch, full-on witch for all of this stuff, but then I'm somewhere in between in front of these people, or and then I'm a mom, and then I'm a wife, and all the rest of it. Like, we have so many little parts of ourselves that we just don't always embrace all of it, or think that there's friction between them.
Do you know what? You're going to laugh at this, but so at the gym, I teach a mindful stretching class.
Yeah.
And I've been taking my singing bowl with me since I started teaching the class. And just when I get them into their meditation at the end of all the stretching, I get them into their shavasana, or like laying down on their back. And for a while, I used to teach it around spirituality.
Yeah.
Dip one toe in and that's it.
Yeah.
This week just gone. I went full, like, they were there whether they wanted to be there or not.
They're going. Yeah.
Like, all kinds of stuff. And after class, I had some people going, wow. I'm like, what? They're like, that was intense. I have no idea where you took us, but that was fun. Can we do that again? I'm like, okay, sure. If it doesn't, like, because I was worried. I was always worried. Are people going to complain? Are they going to say, what the hell was that shit? Or are they going to never come back? But I've had the opposite, where people are like, I'm coming to this class like every week.
Isn't that so funny though?
Yeah.
But honestly, when you do actually start to put it out there and start to do that, we always think it's going to get such a bad response.
No, but I got the opposite. They were loving it.
Always the opposite.
Yeah.
It is literally always the opposite. They literally said to
me like, I didn't realize you did this stuff.
That's right.
Because again, gym me compartmentalizes and separates spirituality from the gym.
Yeah.
And that would happen on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, when I went to the gym, so this was last night when I was teaching, because today being Thursday when we're recording. So last night when I was teaching, I brought my spiritual self into the room.
Yep.
Not overtly. The class had no idea, but I just brought all aspects of self in. I invited them all in. What do I mean by that? Meaning when I was teaching my class, I was using my healer energy to cultivate energy, generate energy, pull energy from the crowd, push energy to the crowd. That sensation in that freaking room, you can ask anyone that was there, was so freaking electrifying that people were literally wooing and hollering and all this kind of shit the entire way through, not one, not two, but all three of my classes. There was so much laughter and woohooing and all of this. And I didn't even have to like prompt them.
It was just natural.
Whoa, And I'm like, what the hell is this high that we've just created? And people come up to you, they said, I've never done a class like this before. What did you do to us? I'm like, I don't even fucking know.
I'd be casting spells on you.
No, but legit.
But that's what it is, isn't it? Because it's, again, coming back to what we were saying before, where you're bringing all of those aspects of yourself. And that is when you get the real, true, authentic everything. And mm-hmm. how easy it is to actually incorporate it into every part of your life, that it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be a set ritual or a set time or a set this or this place I'm this, at this time I'm this. When yeah. you actually bring all of it, it creates its own natural magic, I guess, of its own thing. It has those ripple effects that go yeah. that go out.
Yeah. And not even just on the witchy stuff, but like also like culturally.
But just everything.
Like, I've always separated my culture from the gym.
Yes. Yeah.
Now I've started bringing that in. I've started playing music from my culture. I've started, you know, playing all these weird and wonderful songs. And the gym goers are like, oh my God, what is this music? This is so much fun.
Yeah.
My husband might disagree, but whatever. That's an entirely
different That's fine. But again, it's also that energy then that you start to put off is a lot more
authentic,
and people can feel that mm-hmm. in a way. And like, and if you're excited about something, it's really easy then to make everybody else in the room becomes excited about it as well. Like you have that. Whereas if there's that little bit of doubt where you're like, I don't really want to show this to these people or this thing,
then they really
there is a wall. Yeah. You know, that's a magic in its own. That's a magic of itself as well. It's a pushing yep. away. It's a repelling. Yep. So when you're bringing all of those parts to yourself, it's, yeah, magnetic, I guess.
So what is the point of me saying all this? It's not to just self-gratification and self-glorification and whatever.
How awesome we are.
No. We just do this thing where we talk about these yeah. things, but it's so that you can also validate that for yourself. That
yeah.
about being truly and authentically 100% you
in whatever that you is. Do. Whatever that is for you, like we've even just between the both of us, like how we've come back to it has mm-hmm. been really different.
Yeah.
So it's tapping back into those things that make you you.
Yes.
Those yes. things that you love, those things that spark joy and things like that within you.
Yeah.
So it can be anything, whatever anything it is for all. You, whether it's dance, whether it's whatever, it doesn't matter. But if we can do it, then it, hopefully then that also helps you to give yourself permission to be able to do it as well.
Yeah. So I think that this is a good point to kind of wrap up yeah. today, I think.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
this was a good chat. Well, I think anyway.
So. Well, we always think we're sure. We always think it's good.
But viewers and listeners, we want to hear from you. So what has resonated with you about this conversation? Let's keep it going in the Facebook group. So again, if you're not a member,
just jump onto
Facebook, find the Facebook group.
Do the join thing and we'll add you in.
Yeah, straight away. And like, thank you. Shout out to all the members who are already in there. Like
yes.
some of them are just sharing memes and stuff, which is cool. I love seeing them. Other people ask questions, and it's that community. We're building a community. So it's not yeah. just a, you come in the group and we dictate. No, it's, we want people to share.
Everybody shares their own thing.
Everyone shares their own thing and ask questions, and people then jump on and comment to each other like, hey, has anyone got a good book on tarot? And then all these people commented, and you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a community. So yeah. feel free to join the community.
We would love to have you. I'm going to put a photo up of my 5 books and then see if yes. I can find out what everybody else's books are. What are you reading at the moment? What is everybody reading?
Do you want to know what I'm reading at the moment?
I would love to know what you're reading. I actually didn't list all of my 5. What are you reading? Oh. Let everybody know what it is who might not be watching.
The book is called Učimo Srpski, which is We Are Learning Serbian. It's a Srpski jezik za strance, which is the Serbian language for foreigners.
Lovely.
So because I'm actually doing Serbian lessons with shout out to Bojana. She probably won't listen.
But you don't know. Who knows?
But I might just send her a snippet and say, look, I gave you a shout out on my podcast.
I gave you a shout out.
I actually sit in this spot when I'm talking to her. So she always sees witching and bitching behind me. And the first time she came on camera, she's like, what is this? And I had to tell her that I'm a podcaster. But do you know how hard it is to explain being a podcaster in a foreign language?
That would be super
because
hard.
I'm not allowed to speak English in my lessons at all.
No, and because they're not necessarily words that you would use often
ever.
In like a conversation that you would already know.
But if I went to Serbia,
I
would. That's the first thing you would do is talk about yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Is to let them know what you do, who you are, blah, 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 all of that stuff.
So now I can say at least a paragraph about witch and a mission, and what it is. And I had to learn words like spirituality and like,
I love it.
Spiritualism and talking. Do you know how hard it is to describe that I talk to spirits in a foreign language?
Oh, yeah.
Like, firstly, I had to learn what the word for spirit is. That's not ghost or dead person.
No, that's it. There's not actually that aspect of it.
No. And then to explain that you communicate with them. How do you communicate? Do you talk to them? No. Do you, like, you know, and then just going through unpacking all of that, she was asking me questions. And eventually I got to her, I'm like, and she's like, so what do you do then? I'm like, and I said this phrase to her that means, how the fuck should I know?
I don't know. I just do this.
Anyway. Another tangent. So another that's tangent. The book I'm reading at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, so I would love to know the different books that you're reading at the moment. I think I've got a tarot book going. I've got Sasha Graham's Tarot, Magic of Tarot. Reading that. I'm reading the Four Agreements. Oh, Odin and Odin.
By Don Ruiz.
Yeah.
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yep. Yeah, I've got that one.
I don't have the Four Agreements. I've got the Fifth Agreement.
I've got the Fifth as well.
But I feel like I should have read the Four Agreements.
Did the Four before first. I got to the- yeah. But I'll put a picture up anyway of all the books that I'm reading currently. And I would love to see what everybody else is reading or okay. doing.
Done.
Or listening to or.
Oh, yeah, because some people don't read.
Because some people don't read. You do it more the audio. What is it? Audible?
Audible or.
I'm not very good at that.
Whatever, all those.
Yeah, things. See, I'm not good with listening. I'm better at reading.
Yeah, you're like not actually good at seeing.
No, I'm not.
No, see, this is why we're podcasters. We talk. Yeah, that's right. We don't listen. We talk.
And talk over each other. It's fine.
Oh, was that a read? Oh, my God. Such a biatch. No, but in all seriousness, so we're going to start a conversation about the books you're reading. Join a Facebook group. Hope Jump you like this episode. Give us some comments. Let us know what you think.
And what have you been doing to get your mojo back? Because we both said that we've kind of gone back to the start a little bit, or like some of the early things that we were interested in that sparked it. What are some of the early things that sparked it for you? How did you get back? What are your going back to every day? Or the mundane things that you're making magic? Let us know what they are. Because you never know, because then it gives everybody beautiful ideas as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like it might be that someone's like, I don't know what to do, but then hearing about what other people are doing helps them think, oh, maybe I could try that.
Yeah. And see, now anybody that goes out and lets their animals out to go to the toilet is going to be looking at it from a whole new perspective.
Look at the sunrise or look at the moon.
Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Even nature.
Do you know the other thing? This is going to, like, it annoys me the fuck out of me when she does this, but sometimes she goes to the toilet and after that she has to run through all the grass. And admittedly, the grass in the back pockets of my block are a bit longer. And it's covered in dew, like, you know, that morning dew.
Yeah.
And
then, she would love that.
She loves that. I do not love that because it means I have to get the towel out and dry her.
Yeah.
But even just that, like, I was like, I never realized how much dew forms on the grass.
Yep.
Until I had to wipe it off my dog.
Yeah. Until there's a reason for it. But even sometimes, even just the simplest act of watching her enjoy the dew, enjoy the grass, enjoy being outside and all of those kind of things, like, that in itself is a magic.
And is it not the right season right now for reigniting flames?
I guess kind of. It's not Northern for hemisphere. Us. Yeah. In bulk is definitely. So it's the flip for us. So now we're kind of coming, we're going probably internal flames more, I guess.
Okay. This is where it gets confusing when you follow.
Yeah, that's right. And when you're doing things from both hemispheres and which has been an amazing thing that's actually come out of COVID, that there's a lot more online things that you can go to. There's a lot more courses and things like that are open. But you do have to remember that if it is in the Northern Hemisphere, that it's kind of switched for us.
Flip and reverse it. Yeah. Anyways. Wow, that was the longest goodbye ever.
We hope
you enjoy this. We will speak to you all very soon.
Bye.